Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the UFO Movies Limited Q3 and nine months FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Ventura Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, I would like to point out that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I would now like to hand over the call to Tanuj from Ventura Securities. Thank you, and over to you, Tanuj.
Thank you. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Ventura Securities Limited, I welcome you all to UFO Movies India Limited's Q3 and nine months FY25 earnings conference call. The company is represented by Mr. Rajesh Mishra, Executive Director and Group CEO, Mr. Ashish Malushre, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Siddharth Bharadwaj, CEO, Digital Cinema Network Business of the company. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Mishra for his opening remarks, post which we can start the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Tanuj. Greetings, everyone, and thank you all for joining our Q3 and nine months FY25 earnings call. The third quarter of the financial year started on a subdued note with the release of films like Vettiyan, Jigra, Siyagavoala Video, etc. The end of October 2024 also saw the releases of films like Lucky Bhaskar and Amaran, which were made on a modest budget but resonated well with audiences, demonstrating the power of engaging storytelling. November 2024, however, began strongly with the release of Singham Again and Bhool Bhulaiyaa III, both films achieving significant box office success, contributing to a robust start for the month. Despite this, anticipated films like Kangua, Sabarmati Report, and I Want to Talk fell short of expectations. At the same time, the highly anticipated Pushpa 2: The Rule, which released on December 5, set new benchmarks at the box office. The film grossed more than 1,000 crores worldwide within 6 days, becoming the fastest film to reach this milestone. In contrast, Baby John, a high-budget film starring Varun Dhawan, struggled significantly at the box office. In total, 404 movies were released, including versions and languages, during the quarter, compared to 502 in Q3 FY24 and 470 in Q2 FY25. The decline in number of releases contributed to decrease in both theatrical and digitization revenues. Riding on the success of films in November and Pushpa 2 in December, Q3 FY25 experienced robust advertisement revenue growth, driven by the exceptional performance of standout films that captivated audiences and attracted advertisers. This success resulted in a 20% year-over-year increase and an 88% improvement on a quarter-over-quarter basis. Additionally, product sales grew by 54% year-over-year and 91% quarter-over-quarter. Overall, our total revenue for the quarter saw a healthy 17% year-over-year increase and a 43% increase on quarter-over-quarter basis. On the screen network front, our advertisement screen network grew to 3,863 screens, marking a 13% year-over-year increase. This includes 2,246 multiplex screens and 1,617 single screens, with the addition of 456 advertisement screens over the past year and a 3% increase on a quarter-over-quarter basis. Turning to the key figures for the quarter and nine months ended December 2024, The consolidated revenue for Q3 FY25 stood at Rs. 1387 million compared to Rs. 1184 million in Q3 FY24, showing a 17% increase on year-on-year basis, primarily driven by advertisement revenue and product sales. EBITDA Q3 FY25 stands out as the best quarter in the current financial year, with EBITDA reaching Rs. 305 million, that is a 199% quarter-on-quarter and 65% year-on-year increase. The company reported a net profit of Rs. 153 million in Q3 FY25 compared to a net profit of Rs. 46 million in Q3 FY24 and a net loss of Rs. 9 million in Q2 FY25. Regarding the 9-month performance, consolidated revenues amounted to Rs. 3,300 million compared to Rs. 2,909 million in 9 months FY24. EBITDA for 9 months FY25 was Rs. 473 million compared to Rs. 524 million in 9 months FY24, mainly due to lower exhibitor revenue. On the PAT front, the company reported a net profit of Rs. 103 million in both 9 months FY25 and 9 months FY24. The consolidated cash at the beginning of the quarter was Rs. 917 million and the net cash was Rs. 259 million after considering the outstanding debt. I would also like to inform you that we have commenced the organizational level restructuring exercise, and the benefits of this restructuring exercise will start accruing from middle of next financial year. Looking ahead, though the quarter began on a quieter note with the release of films like Game Changer, Emergency and Azad, the upcoming release pipeline looks promising with releases such as Sky Force, Deva, Jaya Muarchi, Sanghvi and Sons, Chhawa, English film Captain America Brave New World and the Salman Khan starrer Sikandar, which is expected to release on 28th March 2025. With this lineup, we are optimistic about building momentum in the upcoming quarter. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and throw the floor open for questions which will be answered by myself, my colleagues, Mr. Ashish Malhotra, CFO, and Mr. Siddharth Bharadwaj, our CEO. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and 1 again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. First question comes from Ankit Kanodia from Smart Sync Services. Please go ahead.
So thank you so much for taking my question and congratulations on very good set of numbers, specifically on the advertisement revenue. So sir, my first question is related to advertisement revenue only. The thing over here is that advertisement revenue is that portion of the business which I think, correct me if I'm wrong, adds the biggest kicker to our margins and overall when we talk about operational leverage, operating leverage, right? But again, on the other hand, advertisement revenue is also an area where we have very little control because we need the movies to release. If there are no good releases, we will not be having good advertisement revenue there. So, and when I see the advertisement revenue today, when the breakup of three major segments which we have, exhibitors, distributors, and advertisement, still exhibitor revenue forms bulk of our revenue. So my question to you is a slightly longer term. How do we see the advertisement revenue? Do we see in the subsequent, say, 4 to 6 quarter, advertisement revenue becoming the bulk of our total revenue and go past exhibitor? Do you see something like, I'm not asking for a definite guidance, but directionally, do we see that is possible? If yes, then how? That's my first question, sir.
Thanks. So I know it's a very longish kind of a question, but very pertinent and important. With the set of results that we have declared for this quarter, I think one of the theses that we wanted to convincingly establish is that when there is a content, there is a footfall, and if there is a footfall, as a cinema industry, digital cinema industry, we are in a position to get a better pie from the overall advertisement spend. So that has been resulted in our number. But that again throws the same question that you have asked, that how do we move forward from here? And you have two questions. One, about the linkage of the ad revenue to content. And second question, about the total proportion of advertisement revenue in the total income. So right. The second question being easier, let me first take that. In my own opinion, the better way to look at our numbers is not really what proportion advertisement income draws. And the reason being, my theatrical business revenue is more or less stable from what I generate from rental or the service that I deliver to distributors. It's more like a contractual revenue. But my advertisement, as you have rightly said, has a lot of upside, possible upside. So instead of looking at it, what proportion advertisement is of total revenue, we should try and focus on the advertisement revenue and the contours of that. So currently you will see that the total minutes that we have is close to 5.67, and that has also significantly grown from last year's number. So that is the first lever that we have. Second lever is pricing, and both these levers we are slowly, encashing, and on both these lines are, there is an uptick, and therefore it translates into revenue. As regards content is concerned, it's currently a concern, which is true. Unless there is a content, you can't see a, significant growth in ad revenue. But to be more specific, what we all really need, from the industry side is, the confidence amongst the cinegoers to come back to the cinema, which is slowly happening, and for that you don't really need back-to-back hits. You just need a steady supply of content, which generally is there. We hope that in last 6 months, the non-Hindi speaking market is also changing its consumption pattern. Like in South, people have again gone back to movies the way they used to go in the past. In North, we are still seeing some challenge. Hopefully, this quarter, last quarter can be a starting point when people will again start coming back to the theaters. So once that happens, the content doesn't really make a very significant difference to ad revenue. It does, but not to an extent which it's currently making. So we need content, and of course cinema industry will work only if there is a content. But we want the habits to come back slowly. This is one. Second, to an extent that the advertisement revenue is dependent on content is true when we look at national or regional advertisers. In the new reorganization that we have, exercise that we have started, what we are doing is we are having a regional focus on the retail advertisements. And in our opinion, retail advertisements are not really content specific. Those are there to, encash the footfalls which are there, which are most relevant footfalls for the retail advertisers. So that's one of our major strategy, that how do we further deepen the retail advertisement pie, which is currently near insignificant in our 5.68 minutes. So this is how we want to look at it. If both these things work well, people start coming back to once that happens, we'll be able to deepen our minutes. And obviously when the penetration of inventory happens, then the rates would naturally start going up, which we are seeing for last two quarters at least.
Got it, sir. So that was very helpful. So two couple of follow-ups on what you just said. So one thing which I wanted to understand much more is what do you mean by retail advertisement pie? If you can throw some more light, that would be very helpful.
Very simple, very simple. When we go to a theater, in the vicinity of theater, so generally people come from say 2 or 3 kilometers radius in cities like Mumbai, right? Mm-hmm. So radius, whoever is having a retail business, it can be In that
got
it. Be a retail shop, it can be a sari shop, it can be a restaurant, it can be a gym, it can be classes, anybody. For them, this is the most relevant medium, so to say.
Right. So, and the second point was related to the number of minutes sold, which you touched upon. So, even if you look at the last year, so is it a some sort of a seasonal thing? Because last year also Q3 numbers were about 5.3, and this time it is 5.67. But when we look at the 9-month run rate for us in this year, it is 3.62 only. And when you compare that with the average of total of last year, that is 4.28. So
yeah.
What do you make of this?
Yeah. To answer your question, yes, there is a seasonality, and seasonality is in our favor in Q3, which is generally the festive season until Christmas. Mm-hmm. And in the past, Q4 also used to be so-called seasonal, because in those days, the government spend used to be high, which currently is not. But yes, to answer your question, there is seasonality. However, the jump that you see, is not on account of seasonality alone. That is where the ad sales team have really been able to penetrate deeper and get the got the business back to this extent.
Got it. And so the caravan advertising revenue has dropped significantly. Of course, it forms a very small, insignificant proportion of our total advertisement and total revenue of the company. But still, what explains this drastic fall from 4 crores to, I think...
Near zero.
Yeah.
So
near
the
zero,
answer...
Yeah.
So actually the caravan business is very, very, event specific. There could be a corporate or there could be a government agency who wants to run a campaign where they want to reach deeper into the rural segment. And that is where they make use of these caravans to carry their message and messaging. So if there are, there's no certain business as such. As we have been explaining, we are trying to create this opportunity in the country. It more or less remains very, very specific to the requirements of these two sets of customers that we mentioned. Last year, there was some optic from corporates and also some of the central government agencies, and therefore there was a business. This quarter also, we were hoping that one of the regions we will be, through state government, we will be able to get it. It has got pushed forward, but nevertheless, as you rightly said, caravan is not a major mover for us. Even if there is a revenue, the margins are maybe around 15% to 20%, sometimes 25%, but not a major kicker. But in a way, it adds to the overall bouquet of offering that my ad sales team can take it to advertisers. So to that extent, it has an advantage, but a drop there hurts my profitability to the extent of 20%, but we are not really very, very optimistically looking at that segment to add to our overall pie, the way we are focusing on our core offering of in-cinema advertising.
Got it. So, is it fair to say that in this caravan...
Hello, sir.
Hello.
So, can you join back the queue, please?
Sure, no problem.
I request the participants to restrict with two questions in the initial round and join back the queue for more questions. Next question comes from Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So we see that the revenue from sale of products have gone up from 28 CR to 43 CR in Q3. So is this any sort of one-off, or we can analyze the 43 CR revenue to roughly 120-130 crores for full year?
Oh, can you repeat the last line, please?
So, can we analyze the 43 crores revenue from the sale of products that will make 120-130 crores from this segment?
You shouldn't do that. And there's nothing like one-off, one-time here. Let me explain you our Middle East operations, where DCI is quite prevalent, is where we have an opportunity of doing integrated offerings to cinema, new cinemas that come up. And that is where we do product sales. And in the first two quarters, if you go back and see, our performance was below the target or the budget in the international market. That's because some of the business was shifted. That business came in Q3, and to that extent, Q3 has been in a way a phenomenal quarter for our international operations. But this is not a normal annualized turnover that you can see. So what you have seen last year, sale of product being in the range of 28 crore, so anywhere between 25 to 35 crore could be the run rate that we generally take at our end. But we look at it differently, international and India. International is more certain. India is depending upon which screens want to go on their own procurement mode. The important point there is, in the business, though the sale has gone up, the margins have remained intact. And we still have in excess of 22%, in fact, higher margin in this quarter. Those margins are also slightly higher. What we see, 25%, should ideally in a normal scenario be between 21 to 23%.
All right. And the second question is that we see that the exhibitors are now participating in the re-releases. So in the re-releases also, will we be able to deliver content? And if yes, then will it help us with the advertisement revenue?
Yes. I mean, re-release is, in fact, good you raise this point because this has, I mean, it has a very deep meaning. Re-release happening and people going back watching re-releases, including the Gen Z guys, really lining up and watching some of the releases which were released even before they were born. What it tells us, honestly, is the fact that there is an urge for a citizen or a normal consumer to go back to theaters and watch movies. It's not that OTT has killed this medium, which has been one of the beliefs, and that probably is hitting the way the market and the analysts look at the exhibition industry players like us and some other players. And that could have been true if people were not coming to the theaters. But the fact that if for re-releases they are coming back, then obviously for regular releases they will certainly come back. Now, re-release gives us an opportunity that normally in any year you don't have a good content week on week. You have some dry periods. Now, if the re-release are doing good, then people can, you know, keep offering re-releases in the market, coming to our role. When the re-release comes, we are very much in a position to release it on our network. In fact, many of these movies could be on our library straight away. So we continue to get benefited. In fact, re-releases are targeted in dry weeks. And in those weeks, we will be able to get advertisement revenue.
All right, understood. I've got two more questions. I'll fall back in the queue.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Next question comes from Vaibhav Bajia from Honesty and Integrity Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for providing the opportunity. So any update that you have on the central government advertising and the expected revival? Do you see that it is reviving, and are you getting any indications from the government that this can come back?
So central government advertising is still a challenge for us, as we have been pointing out. This is something which is really driven by the DAVP and the Ministry of INB. So one has very little control over something like this. But our team continues to keep engaging with ministries and INB ministries, and we hope it comes back, but there's really no guarantee about it. So, as you said, it's a concern area, and it'll come when it comes.
But while it's a concern area, I must tell you that few quarters back we said that we are moving slowly and changing our strategy to have dependency, reduce the dependency on government. To that effect, this quarter has been largest grossing corporate advertisement quarter in the history of UFL, when we have done 35 crores. Previous to this, the next best was in Q3 FY19, when we had done 31 crores. More importantly, the volumes have grown for corporate segment from 3.48 to 4.61 in this period. And this is where we are trying to reduce our dependency on government advertisement.
However, state revenue continues to keep advertising and growing with us.
Right. Got it. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. So a very direct question with regards to Q4. Now in Q3, I think your performance has been good on many fronts. Can this continue in the next quarter, given that you see a good pipeline of releases and you're trying to, you know, push the ad revenue as well? So can this performance continue in for the next two quarters?
So my humble request is we should look at more in a slightly longish period. Quarter on quarter can be different. It's too difficult to predict the advertisers' behavior. As Rajesh mentioned,
and the films' behavior.
The films have not been very good in Jan, and therefore the momentum becomes little weaker. But looking at quarter on quarter doesn't really help. Some strategy. I mean, we have been hurt because of the expectations around cinema industry, whether its survival, existence, growth. And I think to that extent, there are some positive indications which are very, very clear. And therefore, my request will be we should look at least a year, year and a half horizon, which looks quite promising.
Yeah, but I just want to add over here would be that we have two films, big films coming up, Deva and Chhava, shortly in the next couple of weeks. And however, one big film, Salman Khan Starrer, is releasing on 28th March. So the impact of that would largely spill over into the Q1 of next year. So this is the way it plays out. It's a largely a content-driven marketing scenario. And it will depend upon the how the films fare in the cinemas. Good part that we are seeing, which are increasing trend across the board, is regional cinemas having playing a greater and greater role. And Pushpa 2 has really put the Hindi-speaking market as a huge potential market for the South films. And we see more and more of such crossover films coming up and releasing in the North market also, which increases the content pie for the Hindi market. So earlier it was either Hindi films or it was some Hollywood films that would come in. Now we have South films coming in, regional films are catching up, Hollywood films continue to play their role, and Hindi films are also there in the pipeline. So we remain optimistic about it.
Okay. Overall, if I say a general strategy for you is completely the business is dependent on constant, you know, and consistent content creation, correct? Which you get. And the same applies for the ad revenue as well. Only if there is a great amount of footfalls will you see the business grow.
This is not, so it's not fully true. It's not that we need constant supply of content. As I said, I mean, this very company between 2017 and 20 never had this challenge. It's only post-COVID the habits of people changed, and now the views of investors and analysts have probably slightly moved, thinking that to what extent OTT will damage this industry of in cinema viewing. I think over there is what I was trying to say, that if there is a content which was there last quarter where people are slowly coming back in theaters, we need average 5 to 6 views, I mean, per cinegoer in a year. There are only close to 13,000 crores the industry size. So if that is coming back, then there is no challenge in terms of perception. But we don't need consistently back-to-back Pushpas, and only then this industry will be able to deliver revenue. Currently, this is how it is. Soon, we are in the process of changing, which you can see in last two quarters.
In fact, the smaller budget films have fared well. I mean, if you see traditionally, there have been many films which have been made for small niche markets with low budgets, and they have performed really well. So, the footfalls will keep coming. It's not going to be either or situation.
Okay, so this restructuring that you mentioned in the opening remarks, and then this behavioral change of, you know, cinema goers coming back to those historical levels, so in a year and a half you can expect, you know, the game change for you, for the business. Is that a fair?
Yes,
very much.
So the restructuring was more at our corporate level and internal thing, nothing to do with the film patterns or anything like that. This is an endeavor to bring in a fresh pair of eyes and minds into the business. Lot of our senior members have got superannuated, and lot of our second level people have been elevated to the higher post, like my colleague Siddharth Bharadwaj, who joined me on the call today. He's been elevated as CEO. Siddharth was earlier handling advertising sales, and now he's the CEO of the entire business. And as I said, this structuring is more from internal purposes to optimize areas of revenues and costs. So from that perspective. So this was just sharing with you.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Only for the better, you know, for the business. Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you for answering, and I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Ankit Kanodia from Smart Sync Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for allowing me a follow-up. So my next question is related to the Nova Cinema new initiative. Last time we mentioned, I think in the last call or maybe the call before that, that there's just one, I think in UP somewhere, we are trying to do that. So any update on that, how it is progressing, and any feedback you would want to share?
Yeah, so we have started another property in UP, in an area near Meerut, Calcutta, and another property in the pipeline over there. There is one property that we are targeting in Maharashtra. So still early days. Right now there are only two properties operational, and they have just seen 2 months of operations. So as I said, still early days. We remain hopeful about this endeavor.
Got it. So the reason I'm asking question about Nova Cinema and Caravan is that my understanding is that, again, you are a better person to know how things work out. But what I was thinking is that if there is any scope of scaling up these initiatives, that in one way we get ourselves ready to, get ourselves prepared to, or maybe bear the shock of volatility of the content flow or the footfalls which we see in the theaters, right? So don't you think if we can scale this up and make this part of the business, which is not too much into what it is happening in the other part of the country, that could help us in stabilizing our revenues and profits? Any color on that, sir?
Yeah, so very good point. If you see these two businesses, Nova, which is targeted to do the penetration of theaters in semi-urban or maybe high rural areas, that would still have a dependency on whatever dependency you mentioned on content. So it will not be insulated in any manner.
Right.
But Caravan could have been and can be, sort of a opportunity where you can have the content would not really affect that Caravan business because it's not a theatrical business.
But the way you answered my previous question earlier when I asked, so it felt as if you are waiting for the corporates and the government to give you projects there rather than you going to them and pitching.
Of course, there is an extensive marketing effort that happens. I am saying that to that extent, that market is not really right, and people are not really, both in these segments, are not really making use of this avenue. And therefore, we said that this is not my primary focus. My primary focus still continues to be cinema. And sooner we will see that there is to some extent, decoupling with, the best of the content has to be there for advertisements to come. Could be another couple of quarters, and then it should, to a meaningful way, get decoupled.
So my last question is, so recently I went to a PVR cinema to watch a movie with family. And there I see a advertisement done by a lady who is actually an advertisement, someone from my ad media company. And she highlights the importance of doing advertisement in cinema and what kind of advantage you have. So do we enter into these kind of initiatives where we make all these retailers aware of the prospect of doing advertisement on, because that can also lead to a lot of growth on our advertisement. Do we have any such plans in place where we reach out to some, because there are so many retail small companies which can actually benefit from this. So what is our advertisement or campaigns? Do we involve them in this? That is what I wanted to understand.
Ankit, this is Siddharth. These testimonials, what advertisers actually run, are part of the trade campaign that any media platform plans. Now, every media platform chooses different ways of disseminating this information. Yes, since we are the owners of cinema screens, it's a good idea to run it on a cinema screen. we may also want to do it, but I think more effective is, direct to our clients and prospects. And we do all these testimonial campaigns also, which may not be visible to advertisers on a cinema screens, but trade marketing is an integral part of marketing efforts or sales efforts that we do. And we also do the same using, best case studies and taking them to potential advertisers, whether they are, many times they are part of our pitch deck, and many times we create customized mailers and share the same information with more effectively with our direct prospects. Running it on cinema screens where some of our potential advertisers may be there is also an option, which we have done. We have used this, resorted to this option in the past, but we have maintained to focus our efforts because we know who our prospects are and they are part of our database, so we can do it more effectively by going direct. Yes, this is an option. When the need arises and when we have a campaign of that size, we'll definitely use our own cinema screens. We may use other media platforms also.
Thank you so much, sir. That was very, very, very helpful for the detailed answer. And I was not asking specifically for the cinema screen only. What I was asking for, I got your answer actually. So thank you so much for that. Yeah, thank you. And all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks again. Sir, you shared the content pipeline for Q4, but what are your views regarding the content pipeline for FY26 compared to FY25?
Yeah. So, as I said, it seems like a very healthy pipeline because compared to this, there are Hollywood films which are lined up, big budget star-cast films from the Hollywood side like Avatar and all those things. South films, a lot of them will be migrating into the north, riding on the success of Pushpa and earlier films like Bahubali and everything. Regional films also are picking up in the market, especially Punjabi, Gujarati, Marathi films. These films carry a lot of footfall, with them because they are released on a very, very focused markets. And of course, the Hindi films are also lined up. The biggest one that we are seeing up is up close is Sikandar, which is starring Salman Khan. But that FY26 lineup is expected to be one of the best lineups that we have seen in the last 3-4 years. So it is a very healthy lineup.
Okay, sir, wonderful. And one last question. Yeah.
Aditya, this is Siddharth. So I think what is different this year is for the first two quarters, we have a good visibility, right, of content, and which is very, very important for at this part, you know, having a visibility in quarter four of the next year's subsequent two quarters, because this lineup actually helps advertisers build conviction about integrating cinema in the part of their annual budgets, right? Last year, though quarter four was strong pipeline, it delivered well, but quarter one and quarter two pipeline was weak, so which did not give too much confidence to advertisers to commit to the medium, right? So what drives confidence in the industry is that as of now we can see a good pipeline, not only language content but also Hindi content, right? We have Jatt, which is Sunny Deol's movie, which got pushed into quarter one, Jolly LLP. We have Raid 2, you know, even
Houseful 5,
Houseful 5,
War 2, Delhi Files. Many films are Wanted 2.
Yeah, Karate Kid, Houseful 5 is in quarter one, quarter two. Lot of movies, so, and good visibility of Hindi content. So, you know, this year has been not so good for Hindi. It got compensated by regional content, right? It gives us confidence if Hindi comes in. And, you know, the habit of Hindi audiences lapping up southern dubbed content also. So it will give a really good kick to the footfalls because it will be two things working together. Right. So that is actually helping build confidence on our side and more importantly on the advertiser side. I hope that answers your question.
Yep, that answers. Thank you for that. And one last question. Regarding the re-releases, do we get the same realization in re-releases also when compared to the first new movies?
Sorry, can you repeat the question? We missed some part of it.
I'm asking that in the re-releases, do we get the same realization as the newly released movies in terms of advertisement revenue?
Aditya, we hope they do. However, re-releases currently form a very small percentage of the overall number of shows and the movies that release. There is no clear trend visible as of now. And when they start contributing, you know, there is newness to this phenomena of re-releases, but if you look at the overall contribution to the number of shows they contribute to the cinema industry, it is still very, very small. There is no clear trend visible. As and when some trend is visible, we'll be in a position to respond to this.
All right, thank you. That was my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions. Now I hand over the floor to Mr. Rajesh Mishra for closing comments.
We thank you. We thank everyone for joining this call. You're welcome anytime to reach out to our teams for any further clarification information that you may need. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call for today. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you and have a good day.